My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Kacey Musgraves' top five places to kiss, Etsy banning witchcraft being the modern day Salem witch trials, if boneless wings are really boneless wings, and the Reese's peanut butter cup ingredient switcheroo scandal. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my God, you guys, I have to report live from our recording. Corey is looking absolutely scrumdiddlyumptious. If you are out there, you don't even know how fresh his hair looks. Corey, what's your secret?
Well, you're right. I did get my first haircut in New York.
The Big Apple?
I don't know if anyone knows. I don't know if anyone knows, but I live in New York. Now I got my first. You don't know how hard it is to find a new hair cutter in New York.
Okay. Why is it so hard, Corey?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that hard. I just mean, you never know what you're going to get. You're like, is this the place where I want to be? Are they going to do a good job? I did my research.
Oh.
I did my Googling.
But I feel like the only way to get a good recommendation for any type of service these days is you need to know somebody who knows somebody.
You got it. Yeah, you got to know somebody.
Reviews are bots. Bots? People fake reviews these days. You can't trust a Google review. I mean, I don't know if you would go on Google reviews to find a haircut, but...
Well, baby, the sign above the cash register when I was paying did say, give us a 5-star review.
You know,
on
what?
Google reviews.
Do you do that? If somebody's doing a service for you, do you be like, you know, let me go log in? If there's no login,
no.
If it's like, because I have a guy who over the years, a company rather, who will like fix my things. Okay.
Why did I think you were going to say teeth?
I also have one of those guys too. And at the end, they text me a survey review thing. And they're like, please give this technician a review. And it's like, okay, if I don't have to log in and, you know, give you my cookies or whatever, then yeah, sure, I'll do it. But as soon as you're like,
listen,
log in, grant us access to your social security number, it's like, no.
You know what I like? Wow. I like when you're leaving the bathroom at the airport and there's a little did
love
we do
that.
A good job
love
button.
That
more places need those little buttons.
When are
it's
you
just, that's all I want to do.
I agree, that should be universal. I mean, if we're leaning into the surveillance state, that's as far as I want my surveillance state to go. I want at the very most them to ask me if I'm smiling or frowning. Don't look at me and scan my face. Ask me and I'll push the button.
I can push one of three buttons. Is that I can do, that I would do regularly.
But I fear who's motivated to push the horizontal line mouth button. If you're motivated to push a button enough, it's because you love or you hate, not because you're indifferent. Like, who's pushing the like, eh? This was fine.
So.
This was okay.
Listen, I have to fill out a work survey once a year about how things are going. And there are some times where I click the middle option where it's just like indifference.
Okay. So do you like your haircut? Do you give it a,
well,
do you give it a indifference?
There I was going out to dinner with my boyfriend and some new friends on, I don't know, Saturday or Sunday last week. And it was with his friends, and it was a girl I had never met. And she said she thought I was 30.
Okay.
So I guess this haircut is popping.
Okay.
I guess. Wait. So I'm not done talking about it.
There's listeners who don't know the context of what that would even mean to you. Well, are you 25 or are you 35? What are you?
Honey, she was gagged when I said, well, we're in the middle of birthday season and mine's next and I'm going to be 41.
Oop.
But no. So I researched the hair cutting place. I went on like a Friday
salon
morning because it was I went to the, it was more of a barber shop.
Oh.
with an E. Oh. Well, so there I was. I snuck over like early on a Friday morning and I was like, I can be in and out in 30 minutes. And they were packed. And the woman that I had, there was only one woman, and I had made my reservation with her because I wanted that female energy. I ain't trying to get my hair cut by no straight man.
Right.
Not now. I mean, maybe someday, but that's not what I was in the mood for Friday. And so then I walk in and she's all, do you have a reservation? I said, yes. And she said, name. And I gave it to her. And then she said, oh, with me. And I said, yeah. And she goes, do you want me to do it? Or do you want to wait for one of the guys? I was like, they all have somebody in their chair right now. I want you to do it. And I want you to start now. Cause I'm here on time for my appointment.
Yes. And she was, the results are good.
Yeah, she was lovely. I would go back to her. She had a thick Ukrainian accent and she was asking me questions and I had to keep asking her to repeat herself. And I guess at one point I must have had resting bitch face because she was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yeah, it looks great. It looks great. But I think she thought I was like not enjoying it or thought she wasn't doing a good job.
You know what? My the person who cuts my hair, she has a system where you like sign up on a site or whatever. And one of the things you can book is like a little add-on for $0, but just like a asterisk on your haircut of let's not
don't speak to me.
Let's not talk. Like I need a silent haircut today. And it says like I will not take it personally and it will mean nothing except like you are expressing your needs for today.
I would love that if I were a hair stylist.
Thank you. That's really thoughtful.
I would ask every single person. I would say, you want to talk about it or you don't?
Well,
because the last two, I was like bouncing back and forth in San Francisco between two, this like really fun straight woman who would talk a mile a minute and she would go really fast. She did a great job, but I swear it took her like 15 minutes or less, which I loved. But she was yapping the entire time. Or I would go to this like elderly gay man and he was great too. But I felt like he really dragged my haircut out because I think he was flirting with me. He would give me a free wash every time and be like, no charge for the wash. No charge for the wash. So see, yeah, it's like I gotta scope out the area. I gotta find out who's good in New York. And it's like I'm in temporary housing still, so who knows if I'm even gonna end up in this neighborhood. So I'm gonna have to start this process all over again.
Yeah, there's no need to commit so early. Now is the time to build the roster. You never know when you'll need a haircut on, you know, the uptown, downtown.
Baby. And that's left the tea town. And that is the tea with me. Every hairdresser I've ever had has been like, why don't you schedule an appointment for a month out, for 3 weeks out? I'm like, no. I wake up and I decide I want my haircut that day. I can't be making no haircut appointment 3 weeks in advance.
I'll make an appointment if I know like, okay, I need the 2 days before an event. I need my hair to be fresh. I will think forward like that, but rarely does that happen for me.
Yeah. You go to many events these days nowadays?
Well, you know, Coachella, things of that sort.
Oh, okay. Okay. I saw a picture of David Archuleta in Betty Boop festival gear.
Many such cases. Yeah.
He's David promoting Archuleta. His new book.
Yes. And I saw that. I saw he was in Barnes & Noble and he saw his book for the first time. I commented, congratulations. And he gave it a heart. So
have you met him in person?
Many times. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm happy for him. I feel like how wonderful to feel like you have an outlet for you to express your truth. And like, I'm sure he has a lot of pent up things. I mean, he has a lot of like what appears to be religious trauma. So like, I'm sure this is a safe avenue for him to explore all of it. And I'm sure it will, a lot of people will connect with it. So I support.
Maybe that'll be my one celebrity read a year. I feel like I'm not big into celeb memoirs and the ilk. I don't read a lot of those, but I feel like in the last like 5 years, I've always done like one a year. So maybe it's his year. Although a friend was really telling me to read the Matthew McConaughey memoir. So now it's a real coin toss.
That sounds more of a listen. Like you, I guess if you read it, you would hear it in his voice. Like I imagine he has got such a distinct speaking style.
You love his diction.
I just heard a little snippet from the Britney memoir. I know it's not recent or new, about her talking about Justin Timberlake. Seeing, I think, Genuine in the street. Did you know what I'm talking about?
I read the book. Tessa sent me her copy of the book and I read it. And then we had an agreement that I was going to pay it forward and pass it on, which I did.
Send it over. Oh, okay. Well, shit.
I did. I already passed. I kept it moving.
Hey, speaking of Britney, did you see she sold her entire catalog?
Yeah.
Is that
good? Is that bad?
I don't know. Is that what's... Because, like, I feel like Justin Bieber maybe did that. Katy Perry maybe did that. Like, is that the thing to do now? And what does that mean? Like, can you tour with the songs anymore? Can you even perform them? What's allowed? I guess it's probably specific for each artist.
Does anybody really own music?
Ooh, speak on that. Speak on that. Ooh. Well, you know, I grant, not for me to grant in the first place, but I accept the truth and the reality of, I think we are done experiencing Britney Spears as the artist we once knew. And she has expressed that she will never perform in the U.S. again, whatever that means for the rest of the world. I have accepted that, like, she is saying goodbye to that part of her life. And so I support whatever she wants to do. I hope she makes enough money to, you know, fulfill the rest of the life that she wants to live. I think I saw $200 million for her catalog is what she sold it for. And that includes, like, the rights to using any song in, like, movies or TV. Like, what's it called? Where you placements and stuff like that. Permissions for, like, remixes and releasing unreleased things.
More Britney songs on Drag Race? Sign me up.
Though, you know, we need somebody who's got the taste levels to know which Britney songs. Because it's just because it's a Britney song or just because it's a Lady Gaga song, sometimes it feels like they choose the artist instead of choosing the song. It's like, oh, we got a Britney Spears song for Drag Race lip sync. And it's like, well, was it a song that should ever be a lip sync battle song?
I feel like this season in general has had some pretty dismal lip sync songs.
I am so jumbled of what is what anymore because I'm watching. I just finished All Stars 6.
You're rewatching old ones.
I'm rewatching because I'm watching with somebody who's never seen any of them. And so
you're educating the children.
Yes. And so we are getting through it. And All Star 6 was a challenge. Let's just say that he was not receptive to the experience. And I said, well, we're going to get through it. And so now we are on All Star 7, which is an absolute delight. I highly recommend a rewatch of All Star 7, which is the all winners. Just it's nice to experience the lack of stress, the camaraderie, the fun, the talent from every single person. Yes. So I'm watching that, and I'm also watching UK versus the World, and I'm watching US 18, whatever. So I don't even know who's singing what and where, who's competing where. Oh my God, we need to talk about UK versus the World. Are you watching?
Of course. I finally figured out that it's airing on Tuesday nights, not Thursday nights.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Who are you standing?
In UK versus the World?
Fontana? Godlin?
I'm Team Godlin.
It feels like that's the final two, and I'm so okay with it. Like, that will be such a delight. Though I'm bracing myself for...
Rigamoris.
Historically, we've got Rigamoris, but, you know.
If I have to watch them crown Kate Butch over Godland or Fontana, I would be upset.
You know, it feels... I'm just preparing myself.
And I liked
preparing
Kate Butch myself, the first time.
I'm preparing myself for what this, you know, what all of these Versus the Worlds are, which is a vehicle for a UK slash US
great international, queen. A great international queen to get played on in, at the end.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful, but you know, I love.
After they
I
did to
Godlin,
Marina,
though.
If they do to Godlin what they did to Marina, there's going to be a problem.
Well, we say this every year. There's going to be a problem. And the problem will be me having to watch again next year, whatever you play in my face next year. So we'll be there. We'll be seated.
Listen, it's a big week for media, for TV, for movies. Not only is Survivor 50 back this week, but Scream 7 comes out this week. I am booked and blessed.
Oh, but
I'm being
you know,
fed.
Aren't we boycotting? I guess everyone boycotts differently, and there's a million things to boycott. But I didn't like how they treated that one actress.
They fired her for speaking out on Palestine.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I understand, Corey. You're a Scream. Scream is like. Weren't you Drew Barrymore for Halloween one year?
Yes.
Or am I just imagining that? Like, I can picture it, you with the phone and the hair.
No, I certainly was.
And a sweater. Okay.
I sent you the wig. You've got the wig now.
Oh, there it is. Will Gail Weathers...
Where are those wigs?
Where are those wigs? Is Gail Weathers going to die?
No, she better not.
Okay.
Don't do that to me.
Okay. Get your predictions in.
They already killed Deputy Dewey. Spoiler. They can't kill Sydney or Gail.
It's kind of time.
You think just kill them and end it at 7? How many? Weren't there like 10 Saws? Weren't there 10 Fast and the Furiouses?
Yeah, I'm not saying that there can't be. I'm not saying that there can't be more Screams. I'm just saying. Kill these people.
Kill the bitch.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes enough is enough. Enough is enough.
She's had enough trauma in her life?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
No, it's just like Grey's Anatomy. These people go through things. They survive.
Right.
They endure.
Right. Okay, well, I did see Send Help, speaking of surviving and enduring.
Oh, did you?
I thought it was fun.
Wow. I can tell by your face.
I thought it was fun. Another case of a movie that needs to be edited by me. 30 minutes should have been shaved off.
Wow.
It got a
you
little.
Didn't love the jungle scene.
It got a little.
You didn't love Rachel McAdams having her she's all that moment in the waterfall where she realizes she's pretty.
You know what? I'm going to be so for real. I don't know if I've ever seen She's All That.
What?
Oh, wait, no. She's All That or She's the Man?
She's All That.
Oh, my God, Corey. I've been telling people that you've told me that this movie was giving
God.
She's the Man. And I was like, isn't that where Amanda
no,
Bynes was playing?
The Land. The Land.
I think Amanda Bynes had a wig. And
oh, God. You better start what's a telephone texting chain where you're cleaning up the mess you made in My Good Name?
Okay, so She's All That.
All That.
Okay, what's She's All That?
She's All That, the 1999 film starring Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook as Lainey Boggs.
No, She's All That.
Wasn't Scary Movie people also in charge of the Not Another Teen Movie franchise?
Possibly. And you know what? I know Not
you
Another
You didn't watch that either?
Oh, baby, I know it by heart.
Not Another Teen Movie?
Yes, and it's very problematic.
Okay. Well, a lot of that is based on She's All That. Isn't she like walking down the stairs at some point? She trips or something?
I don't know. Many such cases.
Well, She's All That, the 1999 American teen romantic comedy.
Okay, so what about Send Help is She's All That? Is She's All That about like a girl becoming hot or realizing her hotness?
Yes. Yes, there's Rachel Lee Cook. She's the ugly girl at school. She has no friends. She's giving geek, she's giving artist, she's giving painter. And then
you know what? That is in not another teen movie.
They get dared. They get Freddie Prinze Jr. gets dumped or something, and then he gets dared by his friends to ask her out on a date or to take her to prom or something. And then they start clicking, and then all the other cool girls in school make her over, and then she walks down the stairs and suddenly she's hot. She's taken off her glasses.
It's a little
she's
bit...
got a butterfly clip in her hair.
It's Mean Girls. It's
so it's that's what I'm saying.
It's
that
never
scene
been
with
kissed.
Rachel,
it's
that scene with Rachel McAdams where she realizes she's hot in the waterfall, and then suddenly her hair's not frizzy, and she's like got it tucked behind her ears, and she's got flowers in her hair.
I was laughing. I was like, you know what? She's feeling cunt. She wandered the island. She saw her reflection for the first time in a month, and she said, "Ooh, these pores are looking good. I'm looking snatched."
Exactly. How old is she, by the way?
I don't know, but I thought she was great in it. I thought
47.
I was a little disturbed at the beginning because I was supposed to be grossed out by the tuna on her chin, and it wasn't.
And you wanted to eat it?
No, it just wasn't giving tuna to me, and because I didn't want to eat it because it wasn't giving tuna. It just looked kind of like a flake of skin, to be honest, or I don't know, or like a herpes sore, or like some type of makeup cover up on top of a herpes sore. I don't know. It wasn't giving what they wanted it to give. And I was like, I was prepared to be like, oh, yum, like tuna.
What did you think of Dylan? Did you like him?
I
thought he was great.
Yeah, I thought he was great. I thought both of them were great. They carried the movie, and I never was like bored or annoyed with them. I thought they did a good job. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. A well-built wardrobe is about pieces that work together and hold up over time. That's what Quince does best. Premium materials, thoughtful design, everyday staples that feel easy to wear, easy to rely on, even as the weather shifts. They have everyday essentials that I love with quality that lasts. Organic cotton sweaters, polos for every occasion, lighter jackets that keep you warm in the changing seasons, the list goes on. Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you are not paying for brand markup, just quality clothing. They have everything that is built to hold up to daily wear and still look good season after season. Plus, they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. The wool coat that I got, oh my God, it is so high quality. It feels so much better than other coats that I've gotten that I've paid probably a lot more for. So it looks good, keeps me warm, and it did not break the bank. So if you're looking to refresh your wardrobe, use Quince. Quince.com/babble, B-A-B-B-L-E, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, Quince.com/babble. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much, Quince, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Sometimes it can feel like everyone else has it all together in their love lives. Whether married or dating or single, the truth is most of us are still figuring it out and finding our way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way. It can help you determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off of yourself, especially in a month like February, where it's like flowers and candy and stuffed animals and dates and talk of relationships and dating. And I feel like, firstly, you need to know it is not uncommon to be going through it, okay, about anything in your life, let alone your love life. It's an imperfect love life is common. And a little work in therapy can lead to a lot of progress, especially with figuring out what you want and what works for you. And BetterHelp is there for you, for this. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct, and they're fully licensed in the U.S. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, and they've served over 6 million people globally. And it works. They have an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So if you are looking for that help, if you're looking for that support, sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I have a question.
What's up?
In that scene role reversal, we're just really spoiling the movie at this point. Not completely, but in that scene role reversal part where he's like asking her for something on the island and she's like, how far are you willing to go? Like insinuating the same thing that he had said to like a female assistant at the start of the movie. And he starts unzipping his pants.
Yes.
Like, did he think she wanted to blow him?
Well,
or was he just getting ready to fuck or what? I could not believe.
Why couldn't you believe? He was understanding that he was being asked to submit in the ways that in the language that he has asked women to submit. And so he in his head, that is how he would submit, because that's how he's asked women to submit, is what I think that they were trying to say.
I agree, but my point was like, I still feel like him unzipping his pants in that manner is still putting male pleasure in the forefront, where like maybe she wanted him to eat her out.
Oh, okay.
On that island.
It may be so. Ooh, girl.
Did you see it in 3D?
I saw it 3D sing-along. And
you did not.
Yes, and it was crazy, actually. Yeah,
I know. Now I know you don't like a 3D movie, but that was pre-LASIK. So, do you enjoy it? Will you wear glasses at the theater now?
No, it's
a deal breaker.
No, a 3D movie in the early 2000s is kind of how I feel about AI now. Like, stop trying to make it happen.
Give us something we don't need.
Yes, it's getting forced upon us to upcharge us, and I'm not buying it. I will not be sat, yeah, seated and seated for your little 3D experience. Now, did I see Glee 3D? Yes. I think all of us need a little Artie coming close to our face.
Was there a Glee 3D?
Everything's 3D if you try hard enough. If you squeeze your eyes.
Those 3D movies, can you buy them on like DVD to watch at home? Do you have a spare set of glasses just lying around?
I don't. Oh, maybe I do, actually. I kind of think maybe I might.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't see myself doing that. No.
Damn, are you doing the Godland vocal fry? Period.
I went into Send Help. Okay, so I guess I misremembered two things. I thought you thought it was,
yeah,
She's
that's
the
classic
Man.
Classic you.
I thought I was ready for a little bit of She's the Man. So I was like, is she going to put a wig on at some point? Is she going
to
be like...
You thought someone was going to pretend to be a boy on the island?
Honestly, I was kind of waiting for whatever you were referencing was a little She's the Manny. And then... And then I vaguely remembered you said that they showed Dylan O'Brien's dick, and so I'm waiting.
No, they showed ass cake. They
right,
showed cake.
Right. And so, but I remembered that you said dick. Maybe I was.
Oh, you were thinking of Pillion, where they do show dick several times.
Okay. Well, I was like, okay, well, there's his butt. So was he going to turn around, or am I, or has this been censored? They couldn't have Bush in 3D or what?
You walking out of the theater being like, now where was the dick and where was Amanda Bynes?
I stayed for the bloopies and nothing. Nothing.
Were there bloopies?
No.
That would have been a good movie to have bloopies.
No, but I do, you know, that's so me. I love at the end of any movie, I lean over, I say, you think they're going to have bloopers? And it's always a hit.
Very rarely.
They never
very
do.
Very rarely.
No, they never do, damn. which is sad, actually.
Damn. We really filled up this episode. I only really brought, we're almost done, and I really only brought one topic to share.
I have six more topics. You want a hot topic?
Well, I just wanted to talk about, did you see Kacey Musgraves' guide to her five favorite places to kiss around the world?
Oh.
She did an interview, and then she had a social graphic, and it was all Kacey Musgraves' guide to kissing around the world. Her favorite places. So I'm curious. I'll read you the list, but I'm curious. You can start thinking, do you have any favorite places to kiss?
The foot of the bed.
The foot of the bed. That's my go-to answer. She said, in the middle of a grocery store, sitting at a moody vinyl bar in Tokyo, in the ocean while holding one another, at the airport, either saying goodbye or saying hello again. And the last one she wrote, anywhere on Molly. Smiley face.
Oh. Okay.
I was like, go off high horse.
I think I've done a few of those. And
honestly,
she might be onto something. I thought she was going to say, like, you know, Wisconsin or like, or yeah, I don't know. What's big these days?
Saint-Tropez.
Who?
Exactly.
Where do you like to kiss?
I was going to say foot of the bed. You stole it from me. Mm. You stole my joke knowing I was going to say it.
Mm. Oopsies.
I can't kiss in public anymore. Remember when I got hate crime last year? Those two guys were all two men kissing.
Yeah. Well, were they wrong?
I will say I do say that now. Whenever my boyfriend kisses me in public, I always go, ugh, two men kissing. My new shtick.
Okay. Did you hear Etsy witches got banned from Etsy?
No.
Yeah, well. What? They're no longer allowed on the platform. So is that kind of like confirming the work they were doing was making an impact in the world or what? Because
you're telling me you're telling me first they were snubbed at the Psychobabble Awards and now banned on Etsy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God. The fascist presidential regime works quickly.
Yeah, well, apparently no more love spells, no more rituals for sale, no more manifestations, no more readings. And I know we joke, I know we jest, but is this not giving Salem Witch trials, Mama? Like
the new era,
right?
Instead of being burned at the stake, they're blocked on the web.
That's kind of sad for my girls. we need a new platform for the Etsy witches to rise. Ooh. only hex.
Only can they just move to OnlyFans?
I don't know.
Only brooms?
Only brooms. Only brooms. Okay.
Only cauldrons?
No. Only
Well, okay. Back to the drawing board.
We'll brainstorm on that one, witches.
Okay, what else was on your list?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings at it again.
What's going on at B-dubs?
Well, so they were getting sued, okay?
Yes.
Because a man was upset that boneless wings were false advertising. That he was like, you told me these were wings without the bones.
But they're really like tenders?
Right. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Before I tell you how the judge ruled, whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the Wild Wings.
Well,
I'm back in Big Corp.
Well, and the judge agrees. The judge said.
Are we shocked to hear judges siding with multi-million dollar corporations?
Well, unfortunately, we both agree with the judge. So let Buffalo Wild Wings sell their boneless wings.
So what'd the judge say? You're a fucking moron?
The judge said, Court dismissed. Bring in the dancing lobsters.
He said hors d'oeuvres in the court and then brought out some buffalo. Brought out some boneless buffalo.
Yes.
Hors d'oeuvres in the court.
We also have another another bit of food beef, if you will.
Okay.
Reese's. Okay, Brad Reese, the grandson of the inventor of the Reese's peanut butter cups, says that the Hershey Company has been replacing ingredients in the candy and he's no longer standing for it. He needs to speak out because they are no longer honoring what Reese's is supposed to taste like or be. He says,
damn.
He says, it's not supposed to be a flavor. It's supposed to be a real, tangible product. It's supposed to be real milk chocolate and peanut butter, not some type of peanut butter style creme. Not some type of milk chocolate compound coating. It's supposed to be real chocolate and real peanut butter. Well.
Damn. How's he feel about the bats?
The bats.
You know, around like Halloween when they do like shapes like bats and stuff. Is he like that?
No comment from Brad Reese. Okay. Brad Reese has not spoken out about that. He's doing one thing at a time. And, you know, I'm not sure if I've noticed the change of taste, though I'm not sure I've been really keeping up with my Reese's. Are you?
Okay. No, because now I live close to a Trader Joe's, and you know I like their dark chocolate little cuppies. Mm. Yum.
I know.
Yummler.
yeah. No, but you're right.
Have you considered Yummler?
I have considered. Yeah, well, things just aren't the same as what they used to be. Many such cases across the universe.
Think about it, talk about it.
I guess that's...
At the same time, you still have to consider.
That's the fear you have to have when you sell the thing you have. When you sell the rights to the thing that the thing.
Period.
I do think I am obsessed with Godland.
Yeah.
Her name is Godland? Godland?
Godland.
Godland.
Godland. Godland. I feel like you could do her confessional look for Halloween and it would be a hit.
She is...
That like oversized green suit moment.
Yes. She's iconic. She's iconic. I think she was kind of made in a lab for RuPaul to be obsessed with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like she is, it doesn't matter what she's up to. RuPaul is kind of like fascinated and bewildered.
He likes that breed of like wackadoodle.
Yes. Yes.
At the end of the day, it's like a
make Ru laugh.
Drag is make Ru laugh.
And my final hot topic, Corey, should you choose to accept it?
I will.
Now, why were you spraying poopery in your mouth right before we pushed record?
You're looking for a UCBD undercover brand deal.
Well, what is it? What were you spraying in your mouth?
I was using Beekeepers Naturals Propolis Immune Support Daily Throat Spray.
Okay. Girl, don't lie to me.
Picked it up at Whole Foods. Picked it up at Whole Foods.
That is poopery.
I've liked their, like, they've got medicines and such and, like, sinus sprays, and it's all made from bees. It's very save the bees, but also take the bees' things and make it into medicine.
Made from bees?
I don't know. Yeah, you mortar and pestle that bitch.
No.
I don't know. It takes their bee juices.
Bee juices. Okay.
Yes. All right. That's what I was spritzing. I felt like I've had a cold for 3 weeks and I'm finally feeling better.
Well, that's the Big Apple for you, you know?
Yeah, is everybody, they want me to go through like revolving doors. That's like everybody's coughing and sneezing and.
I do have, I was going to bring up, who's that artist that you're obsessed with right now?
Holly Humberstone.
Okay. Well, I've got my own Holly Humberstone.
Okay.
In the sense of an artist that I have fallen in love with and I'm ready to stan, up and comer. I don't know how up and coming, but like somebody new on my radar. You know what I'm saying?
Up and comering.
Up and comering. Have you heard of Hemlock Springs?
I have. The name is familiar, but I don't know if I've listened to any of the music.
Okay, I'm going to need you to dive deep, and I'm going to need you to enjoy. She's giving Renaissance Fair Queen makes pop music.
Okay.
So listen to a song. Go. She just put out an album. Okay. Yes.
All right. I'm in.
A 10-song album.
We're getting close. It's like I said, we've got new albums from Jessie Ware coming, Harry Styles coming, Holly Humberstone coming. Music is on the horizon.
Robin. Dua Lipa just put out a song that sounds like she wants to have a Robin song.
I saw that and I didn't know if it was her song or the DJ's song because there was another billing on the listing.
Two Hearts by Danny L. Harrell, but she's the vocal. So I think Danny L. Harrell might be the producer of some sort, maybe, or I don't know what. But it sounds like a Robin Body Talk B-side. And I was like, okay, I see you a little bit. Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
All right. Well, where can people find you?
You can find me starting my Only Brooms account, and hexes are two for a dollar.
Two for one Tuesdays or every day?
Two for one Tuesday. So if you've got two enemies, I got you covered. Use coupon code.
Are you looking for a new vocal stem?
What was that?
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
The way nobody ever said that ever before or after she suggested it to us. What was it?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
If you're looking for a new vocal stim, it's or something.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
You can find me hitching my wagon to the Darlene Mitchell train. We haven't talked about Drag Race in a minute, but she's my winner pick. I'm all in. Her kooky red and gold big shoulder pad moment with the crazy lips. I was obsessed with that 2 weeks ago or whenever it came out, and I thought you would look good in that outfit.
Me?
Yes.
Well, you know I can't wear
giving,
red.
It was giving your kind. That's the kind of drag I imagine you in.
Thank you. That's such a compliment. I loved it. I think she is. She's doing what needs to be done in a world of stiff wigs and $30,000 commissioned looks. She is doing what needs to be done.
Yeah, I'm rooting for her. I still have no idea who the tops are going to be. I feel like they've really given us a lot of and like they've really shown a lot of the different queens this year, and I feel like we've gotten to know a lot. There doesn't really seem to be a front runner other than Jane.
It's a Jane don't experience, and you know.
But it's like I feel like in the past seasons I've been able to clock the final three by this point in the show, and I'm like, I don't know who it's gonna be, but I'm hoping Darlene's in the final three.
Only time will tell.
All right. Well, later.
Bye.